let's try to finish up this discussion about clothing for davening. I see everyone's dressed so nicely today. Was there an occasion? Everyone's all buttoned down and whatever. No? Okay. What was the... No shorts, no sense of a shirt. No one's even wearing sneakers. That doesn't even count. They're black. I don't know. Okay, so we'll... that's like Rebbe sneakers, you know? That's like... yeah, a guy in shul was telling me yesterday that his son, he said, I don't know what to do. My son, he comes to shul, Shabbos Mincha, dressed like it's a weekday, you know, with his fancy sneakers. He said, I knew it was bad when the custodian of the shul was like, yo, I love those shoes. So he knew that was trouble. So, okay, but that's Big Day Shabbos. Maybe we could talk about Big Day Shabbos afterwards, but let's still talk about davening a little bit. So we've spoken about general issues of dressing for davening. We spoke about, you know, the basics in the Gemara. We spoke about wearing hats. The conclusion we arrived at with wearing hats is that it's more of a social construct than any sort of halakha construct, for the most part. Shechter happens to hold that there is such a din called the Tifas HaRosh that you need for Dvar Mishab Kedusha, but that's, I think, somewhat of a Das Yachid, meaning most people do not assume that you need a Tifas HaRosh for Dvar Mishab Kedusha. I remember my first Shabbos in YU when I was a Bachur, they told me when I get an Aliyah, they gave me an Aliyah, they told me to put the talus over my head. And I said, but Mishnah Berurah says a Bachur is not supposed to put the talus over there. They said, if you have a problem with it, take it up with Rav Shechter. So I took it up with Rav Shechter, and Rav Shechter said, yeah, because it's a Dvar Mishab Kedusha, so you should have an Atifas HaRosh. So I think that's a unique Shita, because I said to him at the time, but then, like, every time anyone says Baruch Hu, it's a Dvar Mishab Kedusha, so I would need to have something on my head, you know. And he said, yeah. So that's when I bought a hat. I went out and I bought a hat based on that. But I think that's more of a Das Yachid. Yeah. So I don't know. Do you need? I don't know if you need a double covering. I don't know. Did we say anything about a double covering? No. I think. A tefillah shorosh means something that like really wraps around your head, that covers the, you know, the majority of your head. So if you have what? So maybe a very large kippah. That's what Rav Avadia writes in the tshuva, that a very large kippah would also do the trick, right? You know, Rav Moshe Feinstein's very first tshuva in all of Igros Moshe is about how large a yamka has to be. And he says, not so big, just big enough that people could see it from wherever they're looking. Meaning, if someone's standing behind you, in front of you, this side, that side, they should all be able to see that you're wearing a yamka. Then if someone looks at you, they say, ah, that person's wearing a yamka. That's how Rav Moshe held a yamka. So a lot of people were very upset at Rav Moshe. Your very first tshuva and your whole sefer is going to be that you're allowed to wear a small yarmulke? Like, can't you be a little firmer than that? So, Rav Moshe, it's not even Baba Cheshbon, it's halacha. So, that's no more or less of a halacha than any other halacha. So, it was the first thing in Shulchan Aruch that came out. So, it was the very first tshuva in all of Igros Moshe. But if you ever look at pictures of Rav Moshe Feinstein, he actually wore a gigantic, one of those chazan yarmulkes almost. He wore a very, very large yarmulke. Okay, great. But I thought maybe we should talk a little more about like a beged elyon, some outer beged, because we definitely did see the idea that there's an inyan to put on something extra, something special for davening. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Shulchan Aruch says, Derech hachachamim v'talmideihem shelo yispalalu elek shem atufim. That it's the derech of the chachamim and their talmidim to only daven when they're wrapped in something. That makes it sound like a body wrap, not just a head wrapping, to be atuf. So it sounds like, but does that sound like a halacha or a hanhagatova? What would you say? You're right. Derech of chachamim v'talmideihem. What if I'm neither a chacham nor a talmud chacham? Right, so then maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I don't have to be machbid about this. It's interesting. It always struck me as unusual that in yeshivish communities, in yeshivish yeshivas, everyone wears hat and jacket. It's like in camps, in yeshivish camp, everyone's just like a requirement. Bar mitzvah boy needs to wear a hat and jacket. In yeshivish communities, people aren't so machbid about it. You know, sometimes a jacket, sometimes. But weekday hats, you don't find that much. Maybe in Lakewood, yes, but like in, you know, we have a few yeshivish shuls in Northwood. Not everyone's so machbid to wear a hat and jacket. So I thought maybe that's based on the Shulchan Aruch. They're chachamim v'talmideihem. So in yeshivas, it makes sense. sense that there's going to be an extra hakpada because that's chacham v'talmideim, as opposed to regular balbatim. You know, a person is just, is not chacham v'talmideim. Maybe there wouldn't be such an inyan. I don't know. That's just a thought that I had. Now, in Kaf HaChaim says it's not only about talmidei chachamim. Kaf HaChaim says hadinakat derech hachachamim v'talmideim. The reason it says that is because it's based on the lashon of a gemara in Shabbos, that the gemara seems to be talking about chacham v'talmideim. But who adin kol adam yesh l'asos kein? Whoa! So the Kaf HaChaim moves a little bit away from that mashmaus that it's only for like people who are fully immersed in Torah, and says no, it's really everybody. And he says kol adam yasa atzmo talmid chacham l'chol keyotze b'zeh. That for these types of matters, everybody should be a Talmud Chacham. Meaning, there's no like a bechina you have to pass in order to become a Talmud Chacham for this halacha. If you strive to be a good Jew, you should consider yourself a Talmud Chacham for this. And he says, so what does this involve? What does it mean to have atifa? So the Kaf HaChaim writes that umasha kasuv sham b'gemara. It says in the Gemara that at times of shalom, right, the great who was it, Rav Kahana, would lovish umischasi umisatev. So what does it mean? Lovish umischasi umisatev. Sounds like three different things. Says the Kaf HaChaim, lovish hender sharmal bushav. First, make sure you're dressed, right? You shouldn't be undressed, right? That's aleph. Umischasi bebeged ha'elyon kugon glima uchadome. Have some other beged over you, like a jacket or something like that. Misatev betalis. Right? Misatev means with the talis. So it happens, Sephardim wear a talis, right, already from a very young age. Yekkes wear a talis from a very young age. Typical Ashkenazi Jews who are not from Ashkenaz, who are not of German descent, typically don't wear a talis at a young age. But this Kaf HaChaim is, what is it, Yekki, Sephardi, or regular Ashkenazi? Sephardi, right? So Kaf HaChaim is assuming, of course, there's going to be a talis to top off the outfit. But what you get from the Kaf HaChaim is that the talis isn't enough, meaning that in addition to your regular clothing, and in addition to the talis, there should be something else, the Kaf HaChaim sounds like. There should be some sort of other beged. So let's go to the Ashkenazi world of Poskim and see what they have to say about it. So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes all the same Gemaras, and he says, V'chein yesh shemedaktikim ata, di'ikat sara bi'alma. He says, well, nowadays, we live in such distressing times. Lebli l'sval minchal marav b'chol bebeged elyon. He says, maybe we dafka shouldn't wear a jacket for davening. Because remember, what did the Gemara say? That Rav Kahana, when it was times of tsar, he would dress down. When it was times of shalom, he would dress up. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, we live in such times of tsar, we should dress down. Take off your suit jacket for davening. Ubishabis v'yom tov mispalin beged elyon. He says, why is that people only wear a jacket on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Says Yeruch HaShulchan, because Shabbos and Yom Tov is a time of shalom. Shabbos and Yom Tov is a time of peace. It's a time of calm. It's a time of simcha. So that's when we dress up for davening. But weekdays, we recognize the terrible tsar that's in the world. But ein lahaskir tsar b'Shabbos v'yom tov. V'ashlech tzibur gam b'chol lovish beged elyon o shel lovish hatalis. But the shliach tzibur should always wear either a jacket or a talis, and that I think is common practice. Not necessarily everywhere, but it's common practice that a shliach tzibur. I know my shul, if it's mincha mariv and the shliach tzibur is not wearing a jacket, we ask him to put on a talis, right? So you have some sort of beged elyon. Someone sent me a picture from a coat room in a Aguda shul that had sport jackets, it had like suit jackets, and it said they stitched into the lapels of the jackets, Hikol Mikros Elokech Yisrael, the pasuk that from which we derive that you're supposed to get dressed up for davening. So they have like, it's like a gemach, they just have, like they used to have the doilies and shuls for the ladies to put on their, so they have like jackets for the men to be able to wear that, they should never, be without a davening jacket.
What's the deal? There's some customs, customs.
That's a Dafka Chabad thing?
I think it's like Chabad or Misfari.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with Chabad customs. I mean, I understand everyone else is only wearing a talis at Shachris, so it makes sense that The reason we wear a talis of mincha ma'ariv mostly is for kavodat tzibur, that you want to be dressed up because you're representing the tzibur, so you want to be dressed up when you're representing the tzibur. But what you see from the Sar HaShulchan is very fascinating, that he assumes that that we do paskin, that when there's tzar, we should dress down. It's just questionable. In 2022, do you assume that there's tzar? Well, because people, there's always problems, right? There's always, so there's somewhat of a rise in anti-Semitism. But can we really say life in America in 2022 is a time of tzar? Hard-pressed to say that. You know, you take a drive around the five towns. You know, it's hard to say that this is a time of particular tzar for Klal Yisrael. So it could be then everyone should really wear a beged aliyah. But the Aruch HaShulchan was trying to say that he was being matzdik this practice that people don't during the week. He says because during the week is the time of tzar, but people ought to on Shabbos. But what you will see from the Aruch HaShulchan is it's not jacket plus talis, it's jacket or talis, right? The Aruch HaShulchan says that v'ashatz gam b'chol lovish beged elyon o shalovish talis. One or the other is good enough. So if you have... So he's saying for anyone who's dressing up, meaning it sounds like anyone who's dressing up and not dressing down, it could be one or the other, that the beged elyon would be the talis. I think I mentioned last time that in the Sefer Mipnine Rabbeinu, Moriv Rabbi Rav Shechter quoted the story with his Rabbi Rav Soloveitchik, that Bishnosav HaAchronos, in his last years, he used to daven shachris with a talis and tefillin, but mibli lilbo shesa chalifa shalo. He kept his jacket off. I mentioned this last time. Yeah, and the reason was because he was wearing Reb Chaim's tefillin. So apparently he felt that it was worthwhile to forego the jacket because he's wearing a talis anyway, and that maybe would count as the beged elyon. However, when you're wearing a jacket, so why didn't Rav Soloveitchik just think of doing the yeshivish thing of having one sleeve out and buttoning it like, you know, right, and having the sleeve hang down or having it hang on your shoulder, right? No, you've seen that, right? So why didn't he just do that? So he writes, Rav Shechter writes, Ulahniach shasharval yiyah talui kacha lamata v'lo yachnis esroel tochel, to have the sleeve just hanging down, kifisha osim rov b'nei adam, like a lot of people do, omer rabbeinu she'in ze nachon. Rav Soloveitchik thought it's not proper. Because for davening, you should be dressed the way you would stand in front of gedolim. That's what the Rambam Shulchan Aruch writes. You don't stand that way with the sleeve hanging down in front of gedolim. You have something similar from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Not exactly the same, but something similar. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Sefer Halichos Shlomo, Perek Beis, in the Dvar Halacha section, Oschav Gimel, he writes, V'chein ein ra'ui la'adam bari lehispalel kishemal busho he'elyon talui al ksefav. What does that mean, talui al ksefav? Hanging on the shoulders. So it's a little different than what Rav Soloveitchik didn't like. Rav Soloveitchik didn't like with the one sleeve in, one sleeve out, and the buttons like that, with the sleeve hanging down. Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't like that you come to Mincha and you have the jacket hanging on your shoulders. You don't speak to Anoshim Chashuvim dressed that way. And Shlomo Zalman said, and if there's no Erev in your community and you're wearing your jacket hanging on your shoulders, it's a violation of Hatzah. Because it's not Derech Levisha, it's not Derech Malbush, it's not the way you would wear clothing. Right? You're not chayav for carrying your clothing, because you're wearing your clothing. But if you're wearing something in a way that's totally unusual for it to be worn, then you are carrying it, then it's a real problem. So Shlomo Zalman thought that was a problem. I would add that it also has a, maybe you guys would disagree, but I get the sense that when people have their jackets hanging on the shoulder, it's almost like a Derech Gaiva. It's like a little bit more of a, I don't know, there's like an arrogant feel to it. Like, no? Am I reading that wrong?
I totally get that.
You get that?
Yeah,
it seems to me to be like a little bit of an arrogant kind of hanhaga. A similar, but again, not exactly the same, hakpada is recorded by Rav Sturmbach in the Tshuvos v'Hanhagos. Rav Sturmbach writes specifically about people who wear gartels. One of my Talmidim is the rabbinic intern over the summer in my shul, and he has a little more of a Hasidisha flair to him. He doesn't come from Hasidisha, you know, but upbringing, but he has a Hasidisha flair to him. So he was learning in the Gris Kolo this year, in the YU Kolo in Eretz Yisrael, and he said he was the only guy in the Kolo that wears a gartel. And he went to Rabbi Eisenstein, who's probably the only Rebbe in the Kolo who has a Hasidisha flair to him, and he said, you know, I feel like all the Misnagdim are looking at me. So Rabbi Eisenstein said, relax. You don't know what Misnagdim are. Misnagdim, you know, when the Hasidic movement started and there were real Misnagdim, they'd burn your house down. You know, you don't have real Misnagdim. You just have people who behave differently or whatever. But so if someone wears a gartel, maybe we'll talk about a gartel as well. Anyone here wear a gartel? No gartel wears here. Okay. So the so Rav Sternberg writes, he says, "Amnam nir b'zeh davar chadash, dinochachti shadavka halov shem chagura b'boker l'tvila, l'fam k'sheisham tefillin shal yad ein mekay minikon, shemitzarech halov shem chagura, av mitzad sheini, kivin shein yad small ima tefillin nechnesas l'sharval shal mi'il." He says, on the one hand, they're wearing the gartel. On the other hand, their left arm doesn't go into their jacket sleeve. Az habata yadayim munachim chetziyam ala kasev, sagurim. He says you have to wear a jacket with arms in, buttons buttoned. And then va'az hosafas achagura midas chasidus. Then you throw the gartel on as a midas chasidus on top of that. But if you're not even able to wear a jacket, you're going to wear a jacket in a haphazard way where you would never go into a king like that. You're not even going to put your arm in the sleeve. And Shemuch says, I look around, and most of the people that are wearing gartels don't even have their arm in their sleeve. Meaning what he's trying to say is that a gartel is like the icing on the cake. Meaning, it's a nice chumrah. But you got to make sure you're keeping the din before you keep the chumras. Meaning the basic din is that you have to dress respectfully. So he says to dress disrespectfully and then throw a gartel on top of your disrespectful dress, right? He thinks that's not proper. That's not a fulfillment of this. In the Sefer Ishei, so just a moment, he quotes from the Chazon Ish, that he didn't think it was a problem to not have the arm in the sleeve. And he says from Yechazkel Abramsky that Ein Roy Lechazkach Av Shalom B'Shas Tefillah, that thought that it is a problem. And the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, he suggests Kivan Dekasha Lilbo Shabeged Elyon Al Tefillin Havi Kimitzvaso Bekach. Meaning, it is the way to be Omid B'Fnei Gedolim if those Gedolim would be expecting you to wear Tefillin. Meaning, it's why is it that all these poskim have a problem with not sticking your arm in the sleeve? Because when you stand before Gedolim, you put your arm in the sleeve. Yeah, when you stand before Gedolim, you're also not wearing tefillin. So it's difficult to balance all that. So if those Gedolim would expect you to wear tefillin, then they'd appreciate the effort of putting on the jacket, even though you can't fit your arm in the sleeve. And that's how they suggest to be matzdik this minhag, to justify this minhag. Question? Yeah. So there may be other reasons for a gartel. According to Rav Sternbach, would that be fine? Probably better than wearing the jacket disrespectfully, according to Rav Sternbach. Right. Probably better than wearing it disrespectfully. Sometimes you see a lot of Chabad guys like that, no? That even without a jacket, they'll wear a gartel and a hat. You ever see that look? Right? Sometimes you see it like that. Which, you know, makes a certain amount of sense, because a gartel is not only hikon, it's not only to do something special, it's also, it has other implications as well, which maybe we'll get to. There is another reason to wear a jacket. There is a Mishnah Maseches Megillah that writes that a polcheach is eino kari b'torah ve'eino over l'fnei ateva. He doesn't, can't lay in and he can't daven for an amen. What's a polcheach? So Rashi writes, it means that his arms are exposed. He can't be a shliach tzibur because it's not covered at tzibur. The Rif writes, pochech means that his clothing is torn and his arms are exposed. That's what the Rambam writes as well. Mishak seifav megu. I'm sorry, I think I said it wrong. I think Rashi says it means his legs are exposed. And the Rif and the Rambam say it means his arms are exposed. And the Rambam writes, someone whose ksefav megulos, whose shoulders are exposed, Even though he's allowed to say Shema, he cannot be Shliach Tzibur. And Shulchan Aruch writes also, Misha begad of Keruim, Uzros of Megulos, if a person's clothing is torn and his arms are therefore revealed, Lo Yerid Lufnei Ateva. So apparently, with exposed arms, one is not supposed to be Yerid Lufnei Ateva, not supposed to daven for another. So exposed arms happens all the time in the summertime. Why does it happen all the time in the summertime? Because everyone's wearing short sleeves in the summertime. So we always have exposed arms in the summertime. So, when you're looking for to get out of having to daven for another, so now you have an excuse, right? When they say, pocheach. And they'll look at you like, what are you talking about? You're like, well, I know more than you. But but that's what it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Avadya Hadaya says that it's not only not to be a shliach tzibur. Stop! You shouldn't daven when you have exposed arms. Rav Avadya Hadaya writes. He's a great Sephardic posek. However, there was another great Sephardic posek who's even more well known, also by the name of Rav Avadya Yosef, who was very unhappy with that tshuva of Rav Avadya Hadaya. He said, you know, there are so many blue-collar workers. See, we're not used to this in America, that of Jews that we know that are actually blue-collar workers, right? In Israel, everybody's a Jew. So the garbage man is a Jew, and the policeman is a Jew, so there are all these workers, construction workers. Well, that's mostly Arabs in Israel, but whatever. There are people that are working, the plumber and the electrician. They're working all day. They can't be wearing long sleeves all day, and they make time to daven a mincha in the middle of the day. They run in to catch a minyan in the middle of the day. Rav Avadya says it's unreasonable. Rav Avadya Yosef writes in Yechav Adas, in Chelik Dalit, Simon Ches, he says it's unreasonable to expect that they're going to all of a sudden put on a jacket. He writes, Harav Agon Rav Avadya Adaya, Bishut Yaskil Avdi, Kasav Shafilu Machutz Shel Chatzi Shaval Mechasa Sezra Adam Arpeik, Asul Mishalov Shel Yoshliach Tzibur. He says, even if the sleeve goes down to the elbow, you can't be Yoshliach Tzibur. Ki Akpede Inen Arak Al Azra El Kolshen Kol Gufo Mechusa Koroi Kedar Kol Bnei Adam. You need your whole body covered, and it's a pocheach if you don't have that. So Rav Avadya Yosef writes, one second, I just want to, he goes at length to quote Rav Avadya Hadaya, and then he says, Vani Tama, Sha'afilu Ludvarav, Maro, Lahakbir al Yechidim Shabam, Lisbal, Mishabal, Mitzar. Even if you want to be makbid about a Shliach Tzibur, who told you to be makbid about people who come to Davin, Velimchos, Biyodim al Kach, and to tell them they're doing something wrong? Very Mishnah Shleima Shaninu, Pocheach Poris al Shema, Aval Enu Over Lifnei Hateva. And Rashi says, what does it mean that he's Poris al Shema? Rashi writes that he's allowed to say Kaddish, Ukedusha, he's allowed to participate in all the parts of davening. He's just not allowed to be a Shliach Tzibur. Says Rav Avadya Yosef, Vachein Haminag Poshut. Many workers who cannot wear long sleeves during their work day, they come with their short sleeves, the Beis HaKnesses, to Davin Mincha and Marv, v'ein potzepeh, we don't open up a mouth to them. They have what to rely on. And then Rav Avadya says a step further. Even Shliach Tzibur lo neser el kashachelik me'ezra ha'elyon megula. Right? What does the Shulchan say? If your shoulders are exposed, so maybe the shoulder extends down. But once you're to the elbow, if you're wearing a shirt that goes to the elbow, then it's no problem. Even to be a Shliach Tzibur, says Rav Avadya Yosef. So you have this machlokas aposkim, whether you're allowed to daven when your elbows are exposed. The Yaskil Avdi is very machmir, Rav Avadya Hadaya is very machmir, even for a yachid, and Rav Avadya Yosef is mekil even for a shliach tzibur. So that's a little bit about jackets, yeah.
According to the shita, you can't have exposed arms. It's filling. Would you have to put on the film from Israel and then put on like a jacket or something?
I try to pull your sleeve over it, yeah. It's interesting. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that seems to be disrespectful for tefillah.
Wouldn't
ask him to be a shliach tzibur. And they're a chiyuv. They should know better than to show up in shorts if they're a chiyuv. Maybe we should have pairs of pants in the coat room together with the jackets of the Olympics. We should have, you know, different sizes. You know? Yeah. You went to the hills, pull anything over it. Yeah. I guess you cover it with your talus. You can wrap yourself in the talus a little bit. I know there's the, yeah.
This idea of the arms are not specifically given the jet.
Yeah, Monster Trump would do that also. Now, what if your option is you can either go get your jacket or you can daven with a minion? But you can't do both, right? Meaning by the time you get your jacket, you're not going to have tefillah b'tzibur anymore. So which one wins? So in the Sefer Isha Yisrael, he writes, Shamati me'agon Rav Neubert, Shlita Znazatzal. Who is Rav Neubert? Anyone know? Shmir Shabbos Gelchza, very good. Di matzibur maschil nespalo ve'in lo mi'il. The tefillah b'tzibur wins, says Rav Neubert. L'chora, that may depend on how you understand the chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur. That there is a big machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein on the one hand and the Emek Bracha, one of the leading talmidim of the Brisker Rav, the Emek Bracha on the other hand. And it's likely a machlokas rishonim that they're really arguing about, whether tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv or not. Or it's the way Rav Shechter likes to say, is it the cake or is it just the icing on the cake? Right? Is it the core requirement or is it something that enhances one's tefillah? Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that it is a chiyuv, that tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv, whereas the Emek Bracha says it's not. So it could be that it all depends on that. That it all depends on that. So, just to quickly summarize, as far as jackets are concerned, so what's the maila of wearing a jacket? Well, first of all, we said that you're supposed to put on something extra for davening, right? And then we said that the Shulchan Aruch says derech chacham v'talmidehem is to be misatev. So we had a machlokas between the kafachayim and the Aruch HaShulchan. Is a talus alone good enough for that, or you need a talus plus a jacket? But it seemed either way, something should be misatev. You should wrap yourself in something, which again is much easier for Sfarim because they're wearing a talus anyway. And then we said, and in addition to that, there may be an issue of davening with exposed arms. But that's a machlokas between the Askelavdi and Rav Vadi Yosef, what exposed arms means, right? The Askelavdi thought that exposing even the lower part of the arm, and even if you're not the Shliach Tzibur, is a problem. Rav Vadi Yosef says that's against the Gemara, it's against Rashi. And that it's only to be a Shliach Tzibur, and even then only if the upper part of the arm is exposed. But an individual is allowed to daven even with the upper part of the arm exposed, and the Shliach Tzibur is allowed to daven even with the lower part of the arm exposed. But either way, what everyone seems to agree is that one should be ka'omid l'fnei melech. You should be dressed respectfully the way you would when you were omid l'fnei melech. Okay, I guess you got to get to your activities and stuff. So thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody. Same time tomorrow.
Thanks.